And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Lynn Wells, who is Best Young Chef in America. How are you?
Doing well, yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time and talking to me over the phone. I understand you are getting ready for a competition this weekend.
That's correct. It's actually not this weekend.
And where are you headed off to? You're going to all these exciting places, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to Manchester, England.
Oh, wow. So does a lot of preparation have to go into a competition before you head out? Like, do you got to plan your menu?
Well, for this competition, unfortunately, I don't know what I'm doing. It's a mystery box. I have my mentor put together a mystery box for me, and then we just practice, and then I can bring in molds and knives, and that's it.
That sounds a little nerve-wracking. How do you mentally prepare for that?
You just have to know that, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just cooking, and they're going to give you basic ingredients, and you can't make it too complicated.
So let's go back to what sparked your interest in the culinary arts?
Just growing up in it. I mean, I grew up at the Cowboy Club, and then my brother came to school here at UVU, and I kind of just followed in his footsteps.
So is there a little bit of competition between you and your brother?
Of course, I'm very competitive. I don't know if he likes it as much, but I do.
So is there maybe one thing that your recipe is better at than his? Is that there like a little family joke about anything like that?
No, I mean, I push him to get better and he pushes me to get better. And it's not really a this is better than that kind of thing.
Yeah. So where is the furthest place you have gone for a competition?
I went to Luxembourg 2 years ago. I helped my chef instructor with the competition out there.
And how did that? Is that different going to a whole nother country?
It's a lot harder because you don't know if they're going to allow your stuff to get in, especially when you have to take food with you. I mean, luckily, I don't have to worry about food or customs, but there's a lot of things you have to worry about when you go international.
So you've gotten this award of Best Young Chef in America. How does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm probably sure there's a lot better people out there than me. I was just the one that stuck my neck out to do the competition.
And was it like a long competition? Was it over a bit of time? How did you get that?
So basically, it's 4 hours. They hand you your mystery basket. You have a half hour to write your menu, 3 hours to cook, and then a half hour to plate.
And then the judges, they do the taste tests and they look at presentation?
Correct. So you're judged on numerous things. You're judged on how you work in the kitchen, how you handle the materials that you're working with, your taste, your presentation, and just how you interact with everybody, how you act with the judges and other competitors.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I could handle that. That's a lot of pressure to be under when they're sitting there watching you. But you've probably become a pro at that, right?
Yeah, I mean, after you do enough of them, you just don't even know that they're there.
Right.
I mean, you're just there cooking and they're just there watching.
Right. So I have a question for you. Now, I know your heart is always going to be small town, but if you were given one chance to go anywhere and cook for someone, where would it be and who would it be for?
That's a tough one because I kind of already did that last fall when I went out to the French Laundry and cooked for Thomas Keller out there. But I would definitely pick either New York and do another Thomas Keller restaurant, or there's a bunch of other places up there like 11 Madison Park that Daniel Hum runs. So there's quite a few places.
So how was that experience when you went out to, now where was it again?
It's the French Laundry.
Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. It's a 3 Michelin star restaurant, and the thing I loved about it the most is everybody that works there, they want to be there. They want to get better. So it's just a great working environment. It's hard, and there's a lot of times when they actually push you to your limit, but, I mean, that's how you learn and get better.
What does your parents think about this? Because you're coming with some very fancy recipes that you're learning, and I understand you're coming down on the weekends because you're going to school during the week, and you're coming down and doing those recipes or dishes. What do they think about it?
I mean, they're just proud. I mean, they've always supported me. They've always been to every competition I've done, and so they enjoy it.
Oh, awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck. You're going, in a couple weeks or a week?
No, it's actually a couple months. I don't go till the end of September.
Well, good luck with that. You'll have to let us know how you did. I'm sure you're going to do phenomenal. And, of course, everyone, come and see Lynn on the weekend. She comes down from UVU and is cooking on the weekends at the Cowboy Club. Tell us where we can find the Cowboy Club at.
It's on Main Street in Wellington, 31 East Main, downtown Wellington, right on US 6.
All right, perfect. And you know what? I think you are putting good old Carbon County on the map. What do you think?
Maybe.
All right, Lynn. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're so welcome.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.